But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
Keep pushing through it, and you'll make it through the day.
No matter how bad things get, life is beautiful, and things will always be better. Everything is worth it.
Scared? Alone? Unsure of what's to come? This podcast is for our brothers and sisters who struggle with homelessness. Join us on this journey to improve our mental health, to challenge what's possible, to become who we are. Let's ignite hope one spark at a time and set our dreams on fire.
Hey, 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 welcome back everybody to the Street Strong podcast. So excited to have you here. Boy, this podcast is really taking off. We are now in Colombia, South America. Very exciting. We really want everybody to spread the word and share all of the information we can as it relates to homeless resources. And we want to build a community here. We want to connect the dots here. We want to build hope here and inspiration here so that if you're out there and you're struggling with homelessness, you know there are resources, there are tools, there are dots to connect, there are great questions to ask, and that's what this podcast is about. It's about sharing that knowledge. Please don't forget to rate this podcast. It really helps kind of spread the word of mouth. So please give it a rating if you can. Please share it with your friends, your family, homeless shelters. It's very important that we build this community, we build it very strong, and we make something really beautiful from this. A special thank you to everybody listening, as always. Today, we have a really exciting podcast topic. It's all about the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline 988. Again, that's 988. This is a very exciting development that came into play around 2022. What a wonderful resource. I did a deep dive. I learned a heck of a lot of stuff by doing a deep dive on this, and I'm so excited to share this information with you. This is pretty mind-blowing. It's a great opportunity, and it's just a wonderful resource to have if you're out there struggling with homelessness and you're dealing with crises. We're gonna go ahead and talk about what is 988. We're gonna talk about who this is for, how it works, who's behind 988, the impact of 988, and some practical tips and calls to action. It's going to be a really good podcast episode. Thank you again for tuning in. So let's talk about this. What is 988? 988 is a suicide and crisis lifeline. You just simply call 988. Really incredible. 988. It's three numbers. The 1-800 suicide number will always be available. That is still on the table if you're having a crisis. 1-800-273-8255. That was a crisis number for a very long time. That is also still active. So those old crisis lines don't just go away and leave people high and dry. Those lines are still active. Some of them are being rerouted to current crisis lines. Regardless, you will get help. So continue to call those if you need to. But 988 is the new super simple suicide and crisis lifeline. How is this different than 911? Well, 911 is for immediate medical attention. If there's ever any doubt, please do call 911. Go to your local emergency room. If you feel like you want to harm yourself or others, and you can't think of a safety plan to kind of mitigate that, please, when in doubt, go just call 911. Go to the ER. 988 is also for suicidal crisis and emotional distress. You can also call 988 now. We're going to talk about kind of the differences in how 988 works in much more detail here. Very exciting. So 988, it's really a network of over 200 independently owned and operated local crisis centers. So when you call 988, Your call gets routed to a local crisis center, and it connects you with somebody who is trained in crisis management, emotional distress, suicide, the whole rigmarole. And so that's really important because these crisis centers are spread out through all 50 states. Some areas have better coverage than others, but by and large, they're doing a fantastic job at capturing so many people who really need this stuff. Now, why do we need a 988? Well, you know, if you've been paying attention to the world in the last couple of years, you know the answer to that. And I might as well just hand you the microphone because suicide has become just a cataclysmic problem. It is heart-wrenching to look at. We've got to remember, we've lost about 500,000 people to suicide since 2010. 500,000 are being lost to suicide in the United States of America since 2010. That is just heartbreaking. That is a full-blown crisis of epic proportions. And for every one person that takes their life, you know, 300 plus seriously think about taking their lives. So this is a massive crisis. There's probably no one out there who hasn't been touched by this in some way, either themselves feeling suicidal or knowing someone they love or care about or a neighbor. This is a problem. And so 988 in the year 2022, they decided to take the reins here and be this simple, powerful crisis line for folks who really need it. And what's beautiful about this, folks, when we talk about who is this for, you know, who is this lifeline for? This is for anyone who's in a suicidal crisis, but it's also for anyone who's worried about someone who is experiencing a suicidal crisis, or anybody in emotional distress, anybody who's worried about someone who is in emotional distress. So there's really no wrong answers here. If you have any doubts, call 988. You know, people are out there. They do this for a living. They want to help. There are no dumb questions. If you need, if you're concerned about yourself or someone else, please, when in doubt, access your resources. That's why they're there. It's an all hands on deck approach. There's no wrong answers here. And so, you know, if you feel depressed or you just need to talk, you're thinking about hurting yourself, these crisis counselors are ready and they're standing by and they will listen and provide support. So it's really for anybody who's experiencing those kind of issues. Now, I want to get kind of specific because I found this data about 988. I found data that indicated who's calling 988. And I think that's really interesting. To just give you an idea of the wide range of concerns that get to the 988 crisis lines or chat lines and text lines, and we'll go into that in a little bit, how the chat and text works. But you know, suicide was the leading reason people called 988. Suicidal thoughts, suicidal feelings, intent, behaviors, but that was only 26% of people. So the majority of people actually don't call for suicidal distress, although it is also the most common reason they call, if that makes sense, right? So if you pulled up every other reason why people call, you know, 75% of them or so are not calling for suicide. They're calling for other reasons. And those reasons are relationship and family issues. That's actually the second most common reason, relationship and family issues, anxiety, depression, substance use, grief and death, a medical diagnosis that's very difficult to cope with, basic needs and resources. You know, 988 can actually provide referrals for basic needs and resources. You know, I don't want to speak for every call center out there and what they're able to do and not do. It will depend on the region. But they are able to actually provide resources for you too. So I really urge folks struggling with homelessness, not only is this a great crisis line if you're just, you know, feeling depressed and anxious or you're struggling with a medical diagnosis or you're suicidal. This is also a great line if you need to ask about local resources. It's wonderful. Pick up that phone and call. Work with your homeless shelter and call with them if that makes you more comfortable. What are some other reasons people are calling the crisis line, the 988 line? for self-harm, financial issues, other mental health issues that are just different from the ones I talked about, schizophrenia, PTSD and trauma, legal problems, bullying, domestic violence, bipolar, suicide survivors, folks who knew somebody very close to them who have committed suicide, very tragic, job loss, LGBTQ concerns, homicide, child abuse, other addictions. So I really wanted to make a point to read all of that to you because I do think it's important that everybody out there feels supported and included, and that whatever you're going through is not uncommon. There are people who are going through this also. There are people every day who are calling 988 with those same concerns, those same crises. And so don't feel strange or unusual if you call the crisis center, because so many people have called those lines with similar concerns that you probably have. Okay, this is just a kind of a crisp list of reasons people call, but the reasons are thousands, right? I mean, your cat could die. Hopefully your cat died of old age. You know, that would be, I want to say, the best case scenario. It's still not a great scenario. We want cats to live forever. Personally, I'm not a cat person, but you get my point. Even if your cat died, you know, please don't feel like someone else is going through something harder than you and you won't call. I can't tell you how many patients I've seen that say that. They said, well, you know, what other people are going through is so much worse, so I'm not going to get help. And that, we can't think like that, right? We can't think like that. And I'll tell you why. Because suicide is the end product. It's the last step when people just end their lives, right? But before that, there's so much grief and trauma and distress. There's medical problems. There's people not getting their needs met. And you know what? If you don't tackle that stuff now, when you're in distress, you're walking closer and closer to a point by which maybe you could feel unsafe and want to end your life. You know, it's probably a different conversation and it's a different episode, but from my experience, okay, this is not necessarily scientific. Don't go write this on a billboard or anything. But from my experience working suicide crisis lines, from being a mental health nurse practitioner, from working in mental health for 14 years, from my experience, people tend to commit suicide because the reality of death is more comforting to them than the horrors and the feeling of being trapped, the trauma, whatever it might be. Death to them is more of a relief than the horror that they're going through in their lives. That's, to me, if I had to capture what suicide looks like, that's what it would look like. And so the point here is get help early, get help often. There are no wrong answers. Don't worry about how other people perceive you, because at the end of the day, everybody needs a little boost, needs to make their life a little bit smoother. So I just wanted to emphasize that point, that this is for really anyone who's feeling like they're in distress. This is for you. And I hope you can take advantage of that as much as possible. So there's a few other things that we definitely want to talk about when it comes to 988, right? Let's talk about how it works. Well, really simple, right? How do you do this? You call 988, you dial 988, and then the green little phone button, and then bam, you're going to get onto the crisis call. You're going to hear a little bit of music. Hopefully it's good music. You know, hopefully it's not Nickelback. Not a fan. That's probably a different podcast episode. But hopefully it's a decent song. I do think people in general need to pay way more attention to the kind of music they include on these call centers. Not crisis call centers, but, you know, when I'm on the line with, When I need to get a plumber or something at 1 a.m, those people need to do better at entertaining us with some decent music. I'm going off the rails here, but let's get back to this. So you call 988, okay? You call 988, you hear a little bit of music, and then a trained crisis counselor is going to get on the line. Okay, if you're a veteran, you can press 1. That's incredible. In fact, like 20% of the callers, according to the data, we're veterans. So it's very common that veterans call the line. And so hit number one if you're a veteran. Habla español. Oprimo número dos. Press number two. So that's very incredible too. You have this kind of tailored, individualized resource for folks. So what's going to happen is you're going to hear the music, you're going to connect to a caller, and that caller is going to ideally be in a local crisis center local to you. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty great because those local call centers have local resources. And if you need local resources, emergency shelter, or you need to figure out, you know, other things, then they're going to help you in your unique case for what you are looking for, or at least point you in the direction of where you could go for that. So that's really great. Now the caller's going to, you know, work to understand what you're going through. These are people who are trained. They're trained with formal protocols that have shown, to be effective in the past. These are not lightweights. These are people who know what they're doing. They're going to provide support. They're going to be an ear. They're going to collaborate with you to feel better and to connect with those resources. Okay. How does this work? You can also go online and chat, okay? I'm going to include the link in my show notes, but it's 988lifeline.org/chat. Again, that's 988lifeline.org/chat. You're going to complete a short survey, okay? Just a very short survey so the counselor has a decent idea of what you might be going through. And then you're going to have a little bit of a wait time message. I'll talk about that in a minute. The wait times are not that bad. They're actually getting better and faster. But you will get a little bit of a wait time just to see kind of where you're at. But again, it's very short and sweet. You just kind of stand by. If the wait is too long, you can go ahead and just call 988 immediately or call 911 immediately. So if you're in crisis, don't just sit there and wait for 20 minutes. If it's a busy day or you're having connection issues, call 911, call the actual 988 number. Don't just hang out online on the web browser, okay? You can also text 988 and you're gonna get a short survey similar to the one online. It might be identical to the one online. Again, just describing your current situation. You're gonna be connected to a trained crisis counselor and the same kind of thing is gonna happen. You're gonna get support. You're gonna be connected with any help or local resources. Very important. And again, if you're not getting what you need via text, then please go ahead and pick up the phone, call 911 or call 988. Don't wait via text if there's a wait. For folks who speak Spanish, you can type ayuda. That's A-U-U-D-A. Again, A-U-U-D-A to connect with a Spanish-speaking counselor when you text 988. All right. So let's talk about some common questions about 988 that tend to come up. One common question is this secure? Is this private? Is this going to be shared with third parties? Absolutely, it is secure. It is private. It will not be shared with third parties. They use encryption and special software and data protection standards, the same ones that are required by major financial institutions. So absolutely, it will be secure and safe. You can rest assured with that. These are confidential and secured transcripts. This is just for helping you out. I know there are some folks who have in the mental health, who've suffered from mental health issues that might be a huge barrier to trust any kind of professional. It can be very difficult. That's again, another episode, but trust and mental health are very much intertwined. So, this is why it really helps when you all go out there and talk to each other. A trusted friend can kind of go over how to do this and make this work and kind of patiently answer any concerns people have about this hotline. Now, I will say that another common question is, what's going to happen if I call? Am I going to, be mandated to go to the hospital or something? Not at all. That's not how this works. Okay. In fact, less than 2% of 988 Lifeline calls involve the need for emergency services. That means less than 2% do we need like an ambulance to come to the house for some reason because of some dire medical emergency. Okay. And even when there are emergencies that require an ambulance, half of those have the consent of the caller. So, to give you a peace of mind, this is not about ordering you to go to the hospital or anything like that. This is about providing emotional support and coming up with a plan. Okay. It's about coming up with a plan to talk about your thoughts and to support you. And so many of these, the vast majority of these calls are resolved on the line and bam, that's it. There's no need to do other stuff. Now, if you need to go to the hospital, if you need to be seen, and you do feel very unsafe, there is no shame whatsoever in going to the hospital. There's no shame in getting a tune-up and going to an inpatient facility if you need that. So many people from all stripes of life have done that, but that's not what's happening here in the majority of cases. Okay. Now, some people are asking, can the 988 Lifeline track me, trace my calls? And the, now the answer is generally no. This 988 line does not directly trace callers' chats or texts in the same way that 911 operators do. Now, 988 does try to route people to the nearest center. They do try to use your area code to determine a location close to you to get you help. A lot of times that area code is imprecise because some people have an Ohio area code and they're in California, you know, visiting. What do people visit in California? The Golden Gate Bridge or something, okay? Now, that can happen. But again, 988 does not do that. They're not there to just trace your every move. They just want to locate you, generally speaking, to crisis resources in your area if you need it, okay? So I think that's really important too. All right, so those are some common questions that people ask. Another common question is, does 988 help specific populations? Yes, they do. LGBTQI folks have special support that can be requested in the Lifeline, which is incredible. We talked about veterans and Spanish-speaking folks. There's also a translation service. So when you're on the line, you can actually ask the operator, you can ask the counselor who answers for a specific translation into your language, and they're starting to have that capacity. So that's really exciting also. This is really great. I should emphasize that this is in the United States right now. So for some of my international listeners, this may not be covering you in Ireland or in Morocco or Japan. That being said, it would be great if you would share what your resources are in your country, if you do have national lifelines and what are the best practices over there. We'd love to know. We'd love to share. We'd love to have you on the podcast too. So please email me at streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you're doing in your countries. So now, practical tips. We want to talk about some practical tips here about knowing when somebody is in a crisis, okay, or when they might need this lifeline. This is going to vary individually with each and every person, right? Chances are, if you know somebody very well, you know when something's not right. You kind of smell it. You kind of know it, okay? Folks who are maybe talking about death, dying, or suicide, self-destructive behaviors, drug abuse, risky uses of weapons, people who just kind of start letting themselves go a little bit. They're not as safe. They're not protecting themselves as much as they normally do. People who are openly talking about hurting themselves or ending their lives. Of course, those are serious situations and signs that they might need to call this crisis line. There are a ton of warning signs, feeling, appearing sad or depressed most of the time, feeling hopeless, making hopeless statements, giving their items away, feeling more anxious or agitated lately, not sleeping enough lately, mood swings, feeling like there's no reason to live, rage or anger outbursts, increased alcohol use, losing interest in hobbies, neglecting personal welfare and appearance, withdrawing from family and friends, showing violent behavior, punching walls, getting into fights, getting their affairs in order, trying to tie up loose ends like writing a will. These are things that might tip you off that there's a crisis and that we need to do something about it. Keep that in mind. It's really important. The most important thing we can all do for suicide prevention is to lean into each other, though. That's my professional, just my Tommy advice, okay? Take off my professional hat for a minute. Take off my credentials. Who cares about those? Folks, the most important thing you can do, and anybody can do it in the world, all you need to have is a beating heart, is care about other people. Lean into other people. Ask about them. Check in with them. Let them know that you care. Let them know that you have their back. You might not get a big bear hug after that. You might not get someone, you know, handing you flowers and building a statue of you, but it doesn't matter. I promise you, by letting them know that, hey, if you need me, I'm here. You can call me at 2 a.m. I'm here for you. That goes so far. You have no idea how far that goes for people, because they just know, just knowing they have a lifeline, knowing they have someone they can lean on who actually gives a darn about them. It's a beautiful thing, and it's more and more rare in this world, and we need it wherever we can find it. There's no substitute for just genuinely giving a crap about each other. Okay, there's no lifeline better than that. There's no crisis text chat. There's no medication better than that. Than just people who give a crap about each other and are willing to stick their neck out for each other. That's the most important thing. So if you're listening to this and you're struggling with homelessness, or you're not struggling and you want to help out folks who are homeless, just give a darn. Give a darn about people. Go out there, show them you care, show them a human face. That's so important, folks, for all of this. You know, you talk about practical tips. Let's keep it really simple, right? It's not about memorizing 35 numbers, although I hope you do memorize 988 and all these other numbers, but it's not just about that. It's about just caring and being kind, right? That's what this is all about. So practical tips, again, sharing this information with as many people as you can, talking about the lifeline and what it does and who it's for and why it's okay to call. So important to share those resources. Let people know they can text, they can go online, they can do all that stuff. That's so important as well. Letting them know it's confidential, it's free, it's 24/7, it's here for you to chat. If you just don't feel good, if you're going through relationship issues, if you're struggling with addiction, it's here, it's ready for you. Now let's talk about impact. This is still pretty early in the game, but 988 has already received 8.1 million calls, texts, and chats. That's incredible. That's really incredible. The response time is pretty incredible. It looks like the average call is answered in less than in about 34 seconds. Chats are answered in about 1 minute and 19 seconds. Texts are answered in about 3 minutes and 7 seconds. The average response time of all formats is 1 minute and 9 seconds. So, you know, 69 seconds average, sometimes way faster, sometimes not for whatever reason, but 69 seconds, folks, is how soon you can talk to a living, breathing human being that cares about you and has training and can give you resources and help mobilize you out of a crisis. 69 seconds. Now, that's probably not something they want to market, and I don't want to, like, you know, make that like, oh, we're here for you in 69 seconds. No, like I said, but that, to me, that's impressive. It's impressive that they're even doing this in the first place, that millions of people are calling and getting relief. It's impressive that they're so transparent about their numbers, and that tells us they're trying to get even better and more efficient. And you know, talk about calls to action. If you're a volunteer, if you like to volunteer, volunteer for the 988 crisis line, volunteer for your local crisis lines, talk to your homeless shelters, you know, get involved in this stuff. This kind of stuff really changes people. It makes you just a more whole person, and it teaches you so much, and you're helping other people who in their darkest moments, right? So it's just so darn important. I'm trying, you know, I wish you all were with me right now so I could answer any questions. Again, you're welcome to email me at streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com, streetstrongpodcast@gmail.com, if you have any questions. I hope this was comprehensive enough. If it's not, I can always do follow-up episodes in the future. Any kind of episode requests, please email me. I'm super happy to do that. You know, I just want to kind of close out and say that each and every one of you listening to this is super special. And you know, even though we all might live in different places, and, you know, some of us might live in an alley and some of us might live in a nice house with a bunch of lava lamps, at the end of the day, I always say we all share Mother Earth. That's really our home. This planet is our home. And everything else is just a delusion. Nobody's homeless because this is all our home. And we're all connected. And when we fail to do what's right, when we fail to have each other's back and connect the dots and build hope and share resources, when we fail to do that, we're failing ourselves. It's, you know, we're not just failing other people, but even though we are failing other people, but we're failing ourselves and we're shrinking ourselves and our hearts and our conscience. We are all in this together. Nobody's homeless. We are all sharing this home together, and we've got to share it better because we're not sharing it that well right now. There's so many people suffering. There's so many people who are cold and afraid and traumatized and beat up and hopeless, and life is too short for that. We've got to work as a community, starting with this podcast, get the resources out there, get people back on their feet. If you're listening to this, you are a special person who has a story that has not been told, and we need to tell it. That's what we need to do. We're all eager to hear what you've got for us. With that, thank you all so much. I treasure each and every one of you. Spread the podcast around. Please rate it. Please rate it. Please subscribe. Please email me. I would love to hear from all of you. I'll get back to you as fast as I can. Signing off today. Y'all have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Street Strong. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with every single person you know who is struggling with homelessness. And remember that famous line from Mr. Rogers: when the day turns into night and you're way beyond my sight, I'll think of you.